In this bulletin, the death toll from the Bondi Beach mass shooting rises to 16. Praise for the acts of heroism during the Bondi Beach attack. And in golf, Mark Leishman wins the Victorian PGA Championship. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al. The death toll from the Bondi Beach mass shooting has increased to 16. That number includes a child and also one of the two alleged gunmen. The other alleged gunman is critically injured in hospital and under police supervision. 38 people are in hospital. The incident has been declared an act of terrorism, a decision which activates more powers for police to conduct their investigation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned the shooting as a targeted attack on the Jewish community. He says community members have every right to feel safe, and this attack has damaged that.
We will dedicate every resource required to making sure you are safe and protected. You are Australian, and all Australians are with you today and every day. There are nights that tear at our nation's soul. In this moment of darkness, we must be each other's light. Australia is stronger than the cowards who attacked innocent people. Australia is braver than those who seek to make us afraid.
Police are investigating the shooting attack at Bondi Beach as a terrorist event. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says that declaration authorises the use of special police powers as authorities investigate the potential for a third offender.
Our Counterterrorism Command will lead this investigation with investigators from the State Crime Command. No stone will be left unturned. This type of disgraceful activity, this wanton use of violence, the taking of innocent lives is unacceptable to New South Wales. It's not our way of life. I've been very clear since I've been the Commissioner that as a police force, we won't stand for this type of violence. We will focus to ensure that there is no further threat to the public.
A meeting of the National Security Committee has been held overnight, and the decision has been made to keep the national terrorism threat level at probable. The Director General of the National Security Agency, ASIO, Mike Burgess, says the threat level is constantly reviewed.
So the national terrorism threat level of probable means there's a 50% chance, so one in two. Of course, that doesn't mean to say there's a connection to an immediate attack following this one. That is subject to our ongoing investigation. We have no indications that that is the concern at this stage, but of course, we will work 24/7 along with our police colleagues to make sure that is the case.
Australia's religious leaders have issued statements condemning the attack and expressing support for those affected. The head of the Office of the Ayatollah for Australia and Abroad, Mohammed Bassem Al-Ansari, says there is no place for violence against innocent civilians and the attack is rejected by faith, reason and basic human values. The Grand Mufti of Australia, Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, says the attack on innocent people during a time of prayer and celebration is a crime against humanity that cannot be explained under any circumstances. The national president of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community Australia, Imam Inam al-Haq Kausar, says the organization stands in solidarity with our Jewish brothers and sisters during this time of deep grief and sorrow. The Maronite Bishop of Australia, New Zealand, and Oceania, Bishop Antoine Charbel Tarabe, says he prays for peace and condemns all acts of violence. World leaders have responded to news of the Bondi Beach attack, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying all governments must do more to counter anti-Semitism. He says he sent Prime Minister Anthony Albanese a letter 4 months ago warning him to be careful to ensure that Australian government policies do not encourage anti-Semitism in Australia. Mr. Netanyahu also praised the actions of a Muslim man, Ahmed Al-Ahmed, a 43-year-old fruit shop owner who was filmed disarming one of the gunmen.
We saw an action of a brave man, turns out a Muslim brave man, and I salute him, that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. But it requires the action of your government, which you're not taking, and you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere.
Investigators looking into the deadly shooting on Brown University's campus in the United States say the investigation is progressing extremely quickly. A man in his 20s is in police custody, with authorities saying it's too early to release further details about the person or their connection, if any, to the university. The shooting happened during final exams, with hundreds of police officers involved in the search for the shooter who opened fire in the classroom. The mayor of Providence, Brett Smiley, has visited the shooting victims who are receiving treatment in hospital. He says while the recovery of those injured and the investigation remain top priorities right now, he plans to advocate for change following the shooting.
Any of us in leadership capacities have had to think about this. We have a generation of kids who have done active shooter trainings. That was not something I had to do when I was a kid. This is an incredibly upsetting and emotional time for Providence, for Brown, for all of us. I'm sorry to say we have thought about this. As we mentioned yesterday, we've all trained for this. This is not something we should have to train for, but we have.
In golf, Australian Mark Leishman has won the Victorian PGA Championship, his first title victory in Australia since 2008, when he won the same event. In windy conditions at Moona Links in Victoria, the 42-year-old teed off on the 18th hole and tied for the lead with fellow Victorian Josh Younger at 4 under par. Leishman showed his wizardry with a birdie to set up victory, while Younger had to settle for a par and outright second place. Leishman carded a 4-over 76 on Sunday after earlier rounds of 71, 67, and 68 to finish at 5 under par. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.